You're listening to 91.9 FM KPTZ, Port Townsend, Treasures and Pleasures, or Pleasures and Treasures, the interchangeably monikered show. And usually we have treasures right in our own burg. But guess what? Today we're having an Australian guy named Benjamin Hensgen, and he landed in Aarberg visiting family. And when I heard about this fellow and what he's done, I said, come on to Treasures and Pleasures, because you now have a Port Townsend connection. And so welcome, Benjamin.
Thanks. Hi.
I am going to tell the listener a little bit about you and then ask you some questions. Benjamin Hens is most well known for a 61-day bike ride from April 7th to June 7th that saw him travel a total of 14,134 kilometers, averaging 230 kilometers a day. You guys do the math because he's Australian. On just 5.5 hours sleep a night on rough ground, rest stops, concrete slabs, and public toilets. He has actually made a name for himself from this task. What got you, not task, from this journey? What got you interested in a journey of this sort?
Well, I'd lived in America for about 5 years and done a lot of bicycle touring around here. And I thought it would be a great way to travel around Australia and explore areas which I've never ventured to previously.
Well, you're an adventurer, but underlining all that, you're really a jock, you're really interested in health, you're really interested in the environment, using a bike as opposed to a lot of stuff that has all kinds of fuel and pollutes the environment.
Yeah, absolutely. I haven't owned a car for over 9 years, actually, and generally just bicycle everywhere.
Well, to make it more present for our local listeners here in Port Townsend, I tried to reach Ben the other day and found out he was just taking a short little jaunt from Port Townsend to Bremerton. That's kind of how he rolls. He just goes where he wants on that bike, right?
Yeah, I'm gonna shoot down to Seattle this afternoon. So I think apart from the ferry ride, it's about 45 miles.
So, and this is 90-degree weather we're talking.
After bicycling around Australia on a mountain bike, it doesn't really seem to bother me most of the difficult weather or challenges that I face from day to day.
What I noticed from reading some of your links, and folks, we're going to give you some of that information so you can read up more on this amazing fellow, that you came into contact with all kinds of wonderful souls who offered you food and shelter and various things at various times.
Yeah, I met a lot of great people along the road who helped me out in a variety of different ways, from just helping me out with a square meal here or there, or giving me water in the desert when I'd run out.
And then you tell the story of that I was so impressed with, these people that you met that that saw that your tire was in really ragged condition, your tire on your bike, but you took off really early. They followed you and found you and brought you a new tire.
Yeah, they did. They did travel all the way to Broome from nearby Halls Gap, which was a round trip of about 600 miles. And bought me a new tire. My tire was on its last legs, so to speak. Yeah.
Well, you're a youngster, but it brings to mind, you may or may not know the Beatles song, "I Get By with a Little Help from My Friends."
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I think when you take a journey of the sort that you've taken, of the many that you've taken, you really start valuing the friends that help. And do you keep up with any of them or email or anything?
I have kept up contact with a lot of them, and there's some who I plan on returning to visit next year and in the future. So,
well, full disclosure, what I know about Ben is his muscles, because I met him in my house helping put up shelves. It was wonderful, and thank you again. It was really wonderful. Now, you also worked on a bison farm in Alaska. You were a fisherman, but you had some little accident with a bison, some little exchange. And I think that got you not wanting to do that job anymore.
The time on the bison farm was interesting. That was back in Iowa, and I lived in Iowa for about a year and a half. And I'm actually heading back there soon for a bicycle ride called Rag Bri. It goes across the whole state from the Missouri River to the Mississippi River, and that should be another adventure in its own. But yeah, it was interesting on the bison farm. It was hard work sometimes. I enjoyed it though.
Poetry. Do you mostly write poetry in your head, in your blog? What do you do with poetry? Because I have read some of your blog entries, and there's poetry just in your narrative. But do you write formal poems?
Formal poems sometimes. Ordinarily, while I'm riding, I'm spending a lot of hours on the bicycle, especially when I'm traveling longer distances. I've got a lot of time to think to myself, and I'll come up with poetry, and then ordinarily I'll type it into my phone and post it online. But I only type when I've kind of got a flat road and I can maintain a speed above 12 miles per hour. So it doesn't kind of hinder my pace through the whole day.
Give the citing to how to reach your blog.
It's my athlete profile is Benjamin Hensgen on Facebook. So if you search that, Hensgen, and that's a public profile. I post daily updates when I'm traveling on longer journeys and adventures I explore through nature, primarily through cycling, also hiking and other endeavors.
And people can only imagine what you ran into in terms of Mother Nature. You're way beyond your comfort zone. Temperatures fluctuated wildly. You plummeted towards zero in the south and rising to the high 40s in the outback. Water shortages. Your shoes melted on the hot bike pedals. What a saga. Do you ever think of giving up when all this starts happening?
Sometimes I need to stop and take a short rest, that's for sure. I told myself before I took off on the journey to bicycle around Australia, just keep going no matter what, no matter what challenges I face and have to overcome, I'll just power through. On the weather side of things, it was quite hot up in the Northern Territory in the desert. There were 17 days consecutively above 104, and the 3 days which were above 114, and that's when my shoes were melting. And conversely, down on the Nullarbor Plains, down on the south side of Australia, it did get down to freezing, and it rained the final 19 days of my ride, apart from the last day, which was fantastic. But yeah, it was a lot of tough weather, which varied from humidity to dry heat throughout the whole country. It was the whole journey in its entirety was for the Imperial listeners. Was about 8,800 miles, and I averaged 143 miles a day.
Wow. And for those of you that want to see it in living color, there is a short video, https://au.tv.yahoo.com/sunrise/video/watch2839822/mountain-biking-around-oz/. So check that out. And maybe it was hard to hear it on the radio this way. Just drop me an email and I'll send you the link. So the next bike thing you're going to do is for bike aficionados that know something about bicycles. You went on a mountain bike this time, and the next time it's going to be a road bicycle around Australia. Is that true?
Yeah, that's correct. My plans are to, in the future, circumnavigate Australia on a road bike.
And what's the difference between a road bike and a mountain bike for those of us that aren't bikies? I'm just a city. I sit.
Well, my mountain bike has 2-inch wide tires, and it's a lot heavier and more cumbersome than a road bike. So it's slightly more difficult to pedal and get pace and speed, whereas a road bike, especially a lightweight carbon fiber road bike, travel at a quicker speed.
So I want to give a shout out to my stepdaughter, Karina Assiter. She's a long distance bike rider. I have no idea what kind of bike, but hopefully you'll understand what Benjamin just said, because I'll send you a CD of this show. I think all these you bikers like to hear what each other's up to. And so now we're going to shift, Benjamin, to your musicality. You started off as a jazz musician. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And then became a bass player. Talk a little bit about the various instruments that you took up and what got you interested in music in the first place.
Initially, I began learning violin at age 8 because my best friend was learning violin. And my parents were not shielding me from music, yet they were concerned about overexposing me and pushing music onto me, because they're both music teachers. And once I got interested in music, well, they helped me out as much as they could. It was fantastic growing up with the music teacher in the next room. I could ask all manner of questions whenever I desired. And from there, I played percussion at a young age and went on to electric bass guitar through high school. Mostly performed on percussion and bass. And then once I left school and began studying music formally, I focused solely on electric bass guitar.
So have you considered harmonica on your long distance rides?
I've thought about the harmonica before. I've played with some mean harp players. I'll often sing quite a bit on my lonesome out on the road on my bicycle. Yeah.
You did a little time as a music teacher as well.
Yeah, I was a high school music teacher for 5 years back in Australia. So that was fun. I really enjoyed that job. However, had my window looking out at the Oval, and I kept wanting to be outside on the gorgeous sunny days. I had a conflict inside me I needed to settle, and that's kind of in a way what got me interested in cycling, was my appreciation of the outdoors and my love of being in nature.
Well, and there's no better way to be alone than out there and on a bike. I mean, we consider alone going into the next room, but it's not quite it. You said you think a lot. Do you work out problems, your own personal problems, or do you work out the world's great problems? And what can we do about global warming and all of that?
All of the above, really. I've had a lot of time to think about many different things. I've got a solution which to me seems logical and won't hurt anyone and can solve global warming. If each country instigated a one-child policy and you got all the world leaders to agree on that, then that would eventually, in the not-too-distant future, reduce carbon emissions slowly. It would give time for the world to adjust to it, and it would also solve world hunger. So that's just one little idea I've come up with.
Not as many mouths competing for diminishing resources.
Yeah, that's it.
You're listening to KPTZ FM 91.9. And I'm Marcia Pearlstein, your friendly neighborhood interviewer, interviewing Benjamin Hensgen. He is a Renaissance man. You've heard, if you've been listening, all the wonderful things he's been doing. But now he's solving, which I'm really impressed by, global warming and all that ails us environmentally. What other kind of issues do you solve on your bicycle?
whatever comes up, I think mostly through the days, through my long distance journeys, there's enough problems to keep me busy and enough little projects I have to take care of.
Do you remember any of your poems?
Yeah, a good poet always has a few poems on hand to spill out.
Well, can you spill one out for our listeners, Benjamin? We would love to hear it.
All right. Herein, henceforth, hereafter, Hensgen's haughty heroics heeding headwinds, heat, hills, heartbreak, homelessness, homesickness. Ha.
Oh, I love it. I love it. And this is a very poetic town. They're gonna enjoy you. And I'm going to quote something from your blog, which because a lot of your just your narrative words are really poetry. Quote, distant silhouettes on the horizon appear like cardboard cutouts on a toddler's collage. The sunlight reflected via the street lamp-style moon reveals rocky cliffs as the towering crests inflate over the next 10 kilometers. Some stay hidden in the shadows, forever a lucid wonder in my imagination of what their whole illuminated beauty could encompass. And now in daylight, I'll eat my hat 1,000 times. I could never have envisioned the true spectacle of the Kimberley region. Let's say some of the other reasons, besides promoting climate change, that prompts you to do this ride.
Well, I wanted to travel around Australia, explore some of the amazing areas and national parks and forests. And as I was quotedly just describing the Kimberley region, that was fantastic up there, so beautiful. Also, I wanted to meet a lot of interesting people and make new friends and have adventures, have interesting experiences, and got quite a lot of that cycling around Australia, saw all manner of things, and there were a lot of reasons. It was great exercise, and I loved the challenge.
And I love two things you said in your blog. One is you want to be able to eat meat pies, whole box of cheese, and peanut butter by the spoonful, without getting fat. I like that a lot.
Yeah.
And you want to inspire others to ride their bikes more and travel more. I'm going to have to share my bike story with you and the listeners. And then the other thing was improving your fitness and reaching your full potential as an endurance athlete and extreme adventurer. And that I would imagine that journey did it.
Yeah, definitely. It's a big step in getting my name out there as an athlete. That was a new world record, fastest to circumnavigate Australia on a mountain bike that I set. And so hopefully that'll set the platform for future sponsorship as well for other endeavors I choose to take on in the future.
It's true that things transfer as you build physical prowess and focus and confidence. They transfer to anything else you wanted to try or study, and not necessarily even athletic. I mean, hey, if anybody's going to help us with this mess that this world is in, it might be your thoughtful head.
Oh,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, yeah. Oh, perhaps expressing my work ethic through a bicycle ride can also afford me other opportunities in various different avenues.
You might be who I need right now. I have to tell my bicycle story. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. I just turned 70, listener and Benjamin, and but for my 65th birthday, my wife bought me a bike. Now, I hadn't been on one for 45 years, so she said, don't try it without me. Well, of course, that was an invitation. So, and we went off to the coast to a very flat place, you know, where there were lots of units and lots of concrete paths. So when she went to the grocery store, I got on the bike, and I was fine. I was really surprised. I had enough balance. I did the whole thing. And before you know it, I took my hands off and I was just riding around so proud of myself, waving to other people that I didn't know. Then I get back to our unit and I try to stop. Well, I didn't know anything about stopping. For 45 years, I hadn't stopped. So I fell, broke my ankle in three places. And are you ready for what I determined from that? I'm going to wait another 45 years. But then you walked into this booth and maybe you'll help me.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think even if you have one bad experience, pretty much anyone can ride a bicycle. And part of the message I did want to share with people is if I can ride my mountain bike around Australia in 61 days, then perhaps other people could bicycle one day a week to work or something like that.
Oh, I love it. I love it. You have it all. But you're around so much going various places and everything. It doesn't leave much time for a relationship, does it?
I've got lots of great people in my life, even while I'm traveling around. I was up here visiting some relatives on the Olympic Peninsula in Washington, and I'm considering in the future relocating here long term. I'm not sure exactly how long for, but I love it up here. It's beautiful. So,
well, looking at your history, though, I'm not sure that long is in your vocabulary. But it could, you know, you're still a puppy. You're a young man. That could change at some point. What other? So you have this goal of riding around Australia again. What other goals have you for yourself?
Well, near the end of next week, I'm going to take off and bicycle down to LA. So that's about 1,300 miles. And then I have some other rides planned in the short term in the Midwest. And I'm going to head over to Florida later in the year.
A hop, skip, and a jump from California for you. And, you know, the other thing we left out is in your blog, one of your other reasons you do all this long-distance biking is to spread peace and love. And I think that's a wonderful thing because I think by people encountering you and helping you on your journey, you're mutually spreading it and it can grow exponentially.
Oh, definitely. I think that's a very important concept which I attempt to express to the people I meet.
So I think we need to we'll close out with one more poem, but before the one more poem and the closeout, is there anything I haven't asked you that you think it would be important for the listener to hear about your life and your perspective on the world?
Well, if they'd like to share in part of my adventures and see where I'm exploring next and in the future, my athlete profile on Facebook is a great place to look. As well as that, the video link you described, that was of a TV interview 2 weeks ago back in Australia on the Sunrise program, which is kind of like Good Morning America but for Australia. And that link to that video and other interviews are all on my they're all available to view on my athlete page there on Facebook.
And that's probably a little easier for the listener to remember, so let me give you that. www.facebook.com/BenjaminCarl with capital B for Benjamin, capital C for Carl, Carlson, Carlsen, capital HENZGEN, and let's close it out with another poem.
Okay, well, this is one I wrote a long time ago, back in 2011, and some people were pushing fun at the government, but I really enjoy America over here and living over here, so I wrote this poem, and it was kind of in a Dr. Seuss style. Some people don't like Uncle Sam. They think the government's a sham. They're only thinking negative and really don't know how to live. Big cars, fast food, and real cheap beer. It's almost heaven over here. Ish loads of women down to score. Even fatties I adore. Our liberties we truly prize. Our rights we will not let demise. That's why I must reiterate, America is bloody great.
Wow, that's a great note to end on. And I want to thank you so much for being with us, Benjamin Hensgen. And this is Treasures and Pleasures, Pleasures and Treasures, your interchangeably monikered show. Marcia Pearlstein, your friendly neighborhood interviewer. I'd like to thank Mike Schlexer, our extraordinaire production fellow who's just makes music of all these interviews, Nora Petrich, our station manager, Larry Stein, our program director. Go gently. If you can't go gently, go as gently as you can. Until next time.